The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
We were talking to Tom Randalls earlier about hospitality, but another thing that's been hit so hard, as we all know, is entertainment, events, theatre, live music. And of course, theatres and live music venues have essentially, most of them, been dark for the last year now. But Irish soprano and international diva Céline Byrne, you are getting back on the stage tonight for the first time in a year.
Yeah, how are you? International diva, I love it.
Yeah.
No, it's great.
In the good way. I meant it in the good way, yeah.
No, it's taken in a good way. No, it's great being back. It's absolutely amazing. And last week we were in rehearsals, just in a room at social distance with piano in a little bubble. And then that bubble extended to meeting everybody then in the theatre last week with the orchestra, with the chorus and the children's chorus. It's massive undertaking by Irish National Opera, which I'm very grateful for. But we've been very, very careful. And it's just wonderful to be back with the orchestra and to have that feeling of adrenaline and joy in performance again.
I bet it is, yeah. I think, though, is it hard for Lovies being distant? Because, you know, when people get together and they're in a production together, it kind of becomes a collective, a kind of a family, and people get close, don't they? And, you know, hugging and air kissing and all that.
Yeah. Well, there is some of that. Like, I mean, in obviously there's protocol, and we have somebody specifically for the implementation of COVID regulations with regard to the fact that we are in the middle of the pandemic. But within that as well, like the conductor and the tenor, like, they'll be friends of mine for years. And so we had travelled together because I get them a lift in the car and we have breakfast together. So we have kind of selected ourselves as a bubble. We live in a bubble and we work in a bubble, and we're getting a COVID test every week and stuff like that. But for anybody else and everybody else, it's 2 metres apart. Even tonight when we do the concert, the and with the rehearsals and everything so far, everybody's been at 2 metres distance. We have to wear our masks and we only take them off when we're singing. And that was only this week when we were in rehearsals last week, because we were in a small room. We had to leave on our masks singing, which was a little bit inhibiting. But so we're being very, very careful. But it's wonderful that even in these times that we can do something like this.
It's
and
fantastic,
I think the whole world would be looking at Ireland tonight and watching to see how we can do it, and how brave of Irish National Opera to do this, and how wonderful it is to put Ireland on the world stage, so that we can show that we can still work within this pandemic.
So it's La Boheme, which you're doing tonight. Is that one of the first things you've seen, so where people are managing to do something like this?
Yeah, I mean, at the start of the pandemic, Germany tried to do semi-staged operas with a small audience, but of course then the problem with the pandemic in Germany grew, so they couldn't do that anymore. So we are tonight, because of our regulations in Ireland, without an audience, and that's why a lot of people are joining us virtually. So if you'd like to join us, you can log on to Dice FM or get information on the Irish National Opera website or the Bord Gáis Éireann Theatre website to get a ticket to watch tonight at 7:30. But
it's the first time
we've done something live, and I think it's one of the very few things that's happening live.
Can I just ask you on a peripheral note?
Yes.
Are you getting to live in a hotel at the moment? I think everyone will be thinking, oh my God, she's so lucky. Are you away from your family and everything?
I am away from
my
family.
And I know that's very sad, but at the same time,
it is. It's tough, but at the same time, you know, at the end of the day, if I was doing an opera somewhere else in the world, in normal times, should we say inverted commas, normal times, I would be away from my family anyway because I'd be working. So, in a way, I hope my family aren't listening, but it's kind of nice as well.
Oh God, I can imagine. Yeah.
But also, as well, it's just wonderful to be working, and I'll see them tomorrow for Mother's Day. I'm going home, so it'll be great to see them.
Yeah, listen, Tom Randalls there was reflecting on his year in Gráinne Galna. You've had a tough year yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I won't say it's been easy. I mean, a lot of things. I've been affected by a lot of things. You know, my daughter not being able to do the Leaving Cert, my son not being able to do his Junior Cert this year, my father passed away during the pandemic, my mother-in-law passed away during the pandemic, I lost my friends, I lost my aunt. So it's been a tough year, but I suppose I've been saying this throughout to anybody who's kind of listening to me, that everything is relative to the person. So of course I feel it's been a tough year for me, but I'm sure for many people it's been a tough year for them also.
Yeah, absolutely. When did your dad die?
My dad passed away last year on the 6th of May.
And had he been ill or...?
Yes, he was. He was diagnosed with cancer before Christmas, and then he did a couple of months of chemotherapy. And ironically, I took 3 months off before Christmas in 20... I'm losing time now. To take care of him and to get him through chemo. And then... he had his operation in January 2020, and it was successful, or so we thought, but actually he was getting ill, he wasn't getting better. And in April, he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. So,
oh, God, I'm sorry to hear that.
Unfortunately, he wasn't with us too long, but...
Okay. It seems to have been a difficult time for people to die and for families to have somebody die.
It was, and obviously in relation to the fact that we had regulations which stipulated how many people could attend a funeral service, and that was difficult as well. But thankfully, I don't know if anybody remembers the beautiful weather we had last year. That was wonderful, and that helped a lot because it meant that a lot of people could be out and at social distance and stuff like that.
And were you able to see him at the end?
Yeah, I was privileged to be able to actually... hold his hand as he passed. So there was a lovely experience, and yeah, it's very strange because even now I'm up here in the hotel, and it was kind of very strange because it just turns out that every March we do a big production in the Borgosh Entry Theatre, Irish National Opera, as well as all year round they go around the country, but the one that I'm normally involved in is the big productions in March, and every year my father has come up and stayed with me for a couple of days in Dublin, in the hotel. And, yeah, so this is the first year, obviously, he's not here. And it was strange coming into the hotel, being the fact that he was here the last time I was here, you know?
Yeah.
Little things like that. But, you know, it's tough when you lose a parent at any given time,
absolutely.
But let alone during a pandemic.
Yeah, yeah. But you have faith, don't you? Your person.
Well, I would have strong faith. Yeah. I think that has helped me get through it because I think it's very unfair when some people say to somebody, oh, they're in a better place, because that's not fair, because a lot of people don't want the person to be in a better place. They still want that person to be there. But for me, I do feel like he's in a better place, and my faith has got me through a lot in my life, I would say, and helped me a lot. You could call it mindfulness, Brendan, because not everybody would be, you know, and the majority of the people in Ireland are Catholic, but, you know, with problems with the church and everything, I'm sure a lot of people don't practice. But at the same time, I think it's a very personal relationship, your faith, and I find it a very personal thing. And you could call it mindfulness. And when I'm meditating with prayer, and it's just easy for me to get through things by concentrating on that.
Okay. Listen, Céline Byrne, thanks a million. And good luck tonight back on stage with Puccini's La Boheme. And that's Borgosh Energy Theatre and Irish National Opera coming together for a live stream of that. It's at 7:30 tonight. And as Céline said, you can get tickets from dice.fm or borgoshenergytheatre.ie for more details. And let's take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.